Joe Jordan, welcome.
Thank you.
So, the Boys and Girls Club has moved into its wonderful new facility. Congratulations to everyone on that one.
Thank you.
Would you tell us your mission there?
The Boys and Girls Club's mission is to inspire all young people, especially those who need us most, to reach their full potential as productive, caring, and responsible citizens.
That's a noble and a large goal. So how do you carry it out?
We carry it out by providing life-enhancing programming and building strong relationships with our members.
And those might include?
Including healthy lifestyles, education and career readiness, and character and citizenship.
Okay, now you got to have some fun in there too if it's a Boys and Girls Club.
It's all about the fun and learn at the Boys and Girls Club. Have some great fun, higher learning opportunities through fun. And so if you come by the Boys and Girls Club, you'll see these kids racing into the building.
And racing around it, I hear, now that you've got that new facility. That's just grand. How and why did you get involved with this organization?
You know, it's funny how life is, but I always seek opportunities where I feel like I can add significance to my life. And this came to me 10 years ago, and I thought, what a perfect opportunity for me and who I am to give back, as so many have given to me as a youngster. So I feel like I came full circle with this opportunity.
What a wonderful attitude you have. And you've been here for 10 years. You've been a lot longer in this business of helping people, though, right?
Yeah, 30 years plus in the social service sector. And again, I always seek opportunities where I can leave a legacy of giving.
Good for you. Good for you. This all began in 1989, serving less than 100 kids way back then. Mm-hmm. And now your numbers are, well, nearly 3,000.
Correct.
So what has changed in the last 30 years?
Well, I think the needs in the community has changed, and the need for youth development organization has increased. And what we've done over at the Boys and Girls Club is expanded our services in many different ways. We became more innovative in the way in which we serve kids and making sure that we have an environment that kids appreciated and feel valued in.
They fit the space and the space fits them.
That's correct. That's correct. We are so kid-driven. We want to make sure that we look at what we do from a kid's perspective and we meet kids where they are, and then we help them get to where they need to become productive adults.
Great. And again, you have a lot of fun along the way.
All about fun. Everything about us is about fun.
Good for you. Now, what has stayed the same and you hope always will?
That. We want to make sure that we have fun and we make sure that we are kid-driven.
And I know you can't do this all by yourself. Almost, maybe, Joe.
No.
But what about your staff?
Well, the organization is nothing but people. And to have these incredible human beings working with me has been amazing. When you have a staff that has just as much passion for the mission as you do, I consider it a blessing every single day. Staff is everything. And we're really, really blessed to have a high quality staff who believe in the mission and believe in our children.
And diversity, does it also match the diversity
matters.
Of your enrollment?
No question. We have a very diverse population, and the kids that come in, they see themselves in our staff. It's very, very important, and we're very proud of our diversity.
And about how many staff do you have all total?
Right now, we have 78 staff, which is, over the last 2 years, a significant growth.
Mm-hmm. And good for you. I bet everybody's kept busy if you've got nearly 3,000 kids there.
Yeah, they're very busy in this new space. We anticipate more kids, and so we're excited about that opportunity, but we do understand the responsibility of it all.
And I do have to ask, do you have room to grow in this new facility? Do you have spaces that are still waiting to have something happening in them?
Not really. We're going to have a capacity problem when the new school year opens up. And we knew that when we built the building. We just wanted to make sure that we deepen our impact with the kids and also expand our services to them. So this building is going to be a great tool to do that.
And there's always room for one more.
Yes, yes.
Okay, when do things really get jumping there at the club?
Well, things never stop jumping at the club, even through this transitional period that we've had over the last 2 years. We still had a lot of kids that came to the Boys and Girls Club. So there's really no law period. I mean, we're transitioning now from after school to summer programming, but it's still jumping no matter what season it is.
And of course, your day is going to start earlier now that it's summertime.
Yeah, we start at 7:30 in the morning and we go until 5:30 that afternoon every day in the summertime.
And Joe, is it difficult to keep things relevant as regards the kids and their daily needs in 2019?
Yeah, you have to really understand and have a good pulse on what the needs are for the kids because they change rapidly. And if you really, really want to do what's in the best interest of the kid, you always have to find out what those interests are. That's why this new building came about, because we wasn't in a position ourselves to make sure that we are serving those older kids in an appropriate way.
And do you feel that you've got a handle on that, especially with the new facility and the attention you're giving?
We do. We really think that we have a unique opportunity to really serve that 13 to 18-year-old age group because of the amenities and the atmosphere that we created with our new teen center.
Is that age of student the one that dominates your enrollment?
No, actually, the younger kids, the 6 to 9-year-olds, dominate our enrollment. And of those 3,000 children we've seen on an annual basis, 80% of them were 12 and under. We're not doing a very good job with that 13 to 18-year-old group. And that was the whole emphasis for this new building. We are putting a lot of attention in that area to ensure that we sustain the kids that move into their teenage years and attract kids who are in their teenage years.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
And since this is all about the students and their families, how do you address all of those challenges that are there?
Yeah, we see ourselves as an extension of that family and support system for that family. We are developing some programming around supporting those single moms and those families having hardships. And so now that we've got space and opportunity, we're going to look at focusing on that parental piece and how we can better engage them.
Good luck on that, of course.
Thank you.
You've been at this a long time, as you mentioned, 30 plus years in the industry, 10 years at the club. Any surprises along the way?
You know, I've had some pleasant surprises where since I'm in this space, I see the hearts of people. And when you provide a product that people can wrap their arms around, they will. I'm fortunate to meet incredible people because of what I do every day. And so when you have these people that has this incredible reputation, and then when you meet them, they're just as humble and kind as anyone else. Those are pleasant surprises that I get quite frequently.
Good for everyone. And what are your biggest challenges there, would you say?
Meeting those needs of kids, corralling the right people to assist and help them grow, and also, like every other not-for-profit, meeting those annual financial needs to support the growth and significance of your programs. Those are always challenges, and if those challenges go away, then we're not growing and we're not meeting, because the needs are changing rapidly every day.
So not that you seek the challenges and the problems, but having them sort of this sign that you're alive and well and healthy and growing how you're supposed to.
Yeah, it's important that this community know that they're investing dollars in something that's healthy. Our children need to know that they're a part of something that's significant and healthy.
Do you think they do, that they can appreciate, that folks appreciate and believe in them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talk about it all the time. Our kids are always a part of our special events, so they can see the community wrap their arms around them, and they will make sure that they're very appreciative.
And part of the community. That's great.
Yes.
Just great. You must have many proud moments. What might be, well, held very dearest in your heart, if there is just one?
There's so many, but if there's one, just to see the growth of a human being, to think that we had a part of that. It's graduation season right now, and I get so many nice notes from some of the kids that have been to the club, and they celebrate the fact that the club has been such a significant part of their life.
It must just make your heart sing.
It does. It makes all the effort worthwhile.
Do you ever get overwhelmed or even angry in these kids' behalf, in the enormity of their situation?
You know, it's very rare that I get angry. The only thing that really gets me is when people don't see these kids and they act as if they are invisible. It really bothers me. We can't ignore a human being as if they don't exist.
And you make that.
Oh, I'm an advocate.
No, yeah.
I'm an advocate, and I'll put it out there on behalf of kids.
Good for you. And good for them. So now that your new facility mission is accomplished, what's next?
Well, the facility is beautiful and as grateful as we are. At the end of the day, it's just a tool. And so the tool is going to allow us to extend our program, deepen our impact. So we've got a lot of work to do. The work that this is not the end. This is the beginning. And so we're excited about the opportunity to build relevant programming and keeping those older kids engaged where they can put them on a pathway of productivity. So it's a lot of work to do. We're excited.
And job security all the way around. You asked for it.
I did.
And I get you dream big, Joe. So if you could add anything to your program tomorrow, money's no object, nothing is an object, what would it be?
I think it would be a very, very significant relationship with workforce development in making sure when these kids get aged out of our programming, they're going somewhere significant and they understand exactly where they're going. college is not in the cards for everybody. So those kids who are not going to college, they should be able to have some tools, some certification process, some internship, apprenticeship. That's what I really want. I want these kids to understand that there's hope, there's opportunity right there in front of them. Too many of our kids don't have hope and they don't see opportunities because they're not exposed. They don't have the right connections. So that's what I really want. A really strong workforce development college preparation program with our amazing entities in the community galvanizing themselves around our kids.
Best of luck on that. I wish you could have it tomorrow, but if you can't have it tomorrow, I know it's in your bright future.
We're certainly going to work for it.
Good for you. And I also know there's always a lot of work to be done at the club, Joe. So the last question before I let you get back to it. What has this journey shown you about our entire community, and how do you hope the club has made a difference in it?
There's an old adage, someone said, you can tell the health of the community by the way they treat their children. I've been blessed to see this community wrap their arms around the children that I have the pleasure of serving every day. And it makes me feel so proud of this community to say that I'm a part of it, because what they did in behalf of the kids that I'm serving, it was just nothing short of amazing, because they put their money, their efforts, and their hearts where their mouth is.
Joe Jordan is president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club here in Fort Wayne. Thank you so much for sharing your powerful story with us, Joe.
Thank you.
Congratulations to all of you. Job well done.
Thank you. And thank you for having us. And thank you for what you do in the community as well.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.